Welcome to the City Gospel Movements Podcast, where our goal is to help celebrate and accelerate gospel movements around the world by interviewing leaders and hearing their stories. I'm Daryl Crouch, and today we have with us Doc Feuder. Doc is the leader of a city movement in Chicago, Illinois, called Praise Chicago. So listen in to this first part of a two-part interview with Doc Feuder.
Well, I'm honored to have on the podcast today Doc Feuder in Chicago, Illinois. Doc, how are you doing today?
Hey, I'm well, Daryl. I'm well. Thank you.
Thanks for joining us on the podcast. We're excited to have you.
My pleasure.
Well, can you tell us a little bit about your family background and just how you got to Chicago before we get into the good work that you're a part of there?
Well, I was privileged to be raised in a ministry family. My grandfather was a career missionary in Mexico, so my mom, a missionary kid. My father was involved with a ministry called the Navigators. A lot of people are aware of that. Was raised in a small town in Michigan and ended up going to a Bible college in Canada, wanted to pursue ministry. My wife, Nellie, of 38 years, would want our listeners to know that that was why God sent me to Canada, to this Bible college, because I met her there.
That's great.
Meanwhile, a lot of my friends there were doing urban ministry in California, in the Bay Area, with a ministry called City Team. And we were invited to be a part of that. My wife and I met at Prairie, was the school, graduated, and then moved down to Cali, moved into the hood, so to speak, poured our lives into a lot of marginalized communities throughout the Bay Area. And kind of like love what you do, never work a day of your life, began to recruit widely to rally college young men and women to come and give their heart away, so to speak, for marginalized folks in the city. Meanwhile, my little brother was studying at Moody Bible in Chicago. So stayed in the dorm, literally in his room, was trying to recruit a lot of his classmates, and was invited to teach urban ministry at the old Moody Grad School, now the Moody Theological Seminary. That's what brought us to Chicago 25 years ago. So we poured our life into Moody Bible for 17 years full-time. And then in the last 7 or 8 years, out of prompting of many people, because as a lot of our listeners know, a lot of the violence in our city, in the city of Chicago, that has been almost unprecedented shootings, a number of local pastor leaders, what if we could rally the broader body of Christ to pray into all 77 neighborhoods of Chicago? Mm-hmm. That, in essence, Daryl, was the genesis of Praise Chicago. And here we are now, almost 5 years later, watching in wonderment of how God has literally been bringing thousands of people, one gospel, one church, one cry, to pray into the needs of our city. And now, scaling it, Chicagoland United in prayer, because many suburban communities have been fostering deeper involvement of prayer for Chicagoland. So we sort of repackaged it to represent the broader body of Christ as Chicagoland United in prayer. And we're dreaming some big, ridiculous dreams this summer, 40 days of loving our neighborhoods, Jesus summer, to rally the church to wear our prayers and to love on our city in ways where we're engaged in gospel conversations. So it's actually pretty cool. I kind of am amazed, despite the drama in our, a lot of people know a lot of what is wrong with Chicago, but a lot of people don't know that there are a lot of extraordinarily committed, godly men and women, pastors, ministry leaders, lay people, that are crying out to God for the shalom of Chicago. That is the real story. That's what we want the nation to know, so that they understand that, you know what, if for God to change the DNA of Chicago, could the body of Christ be involved in that for many, many years to come for the glory of God? That's a lot of what fires us up these days. And it's pretty cool. The diversity, the partnership, black, brown, yellow, white, it's church at its finest, so to speak.
Yeah.
And that's a lot of what is kind of the heartbeat of Praise Chicago, now Chicagoland United in prayer.
That is so exciting, Doc. I'm so grateful for, and I can hear the enthusiasm in your voice, and I'm privileged, our listeners can't, but I'm privileged to be able to see you, and I can see it on your face, and it's obvious that God's just doing a great work there. Some of us, as you've mentioned, we see Chicago in the news reports and on the Twitter feed and the headlines.
Yeah.
And that's usually not very positive, but can you tell us a little bit more about the responsiveness to Praise Chicago and what that's looked like on the ground?
Yeah. So many people are aware of, like last year alone, 2017, 4,800 shootings. I mean, it's unbelievable the amount of violence. And so that tragically, is what a lot, when they think of Chicago, often people think of it as the city of Al Capone, so to speak, back in the day, gangster kind of guy, not realizing that, you know, we just said goodbye to Dr. Billy Graham. It was the city of Billy Graham for a season, the city of Billy Sunday, the city of D.L. Moody. So I think what sparked it, Daryl, was, you know, for me, 25 years seeking to initially teach Moody students, but now lean into citywide mobilizing the body of Christ to prayer. Many of my colleagues, pastor leaders, have been at it for 40, 50 years in Chicago. Mm-hmm. A lot of godly men and women whose hearts break over the needs in the city of Chicago. And there's, could we maybe use the frame of an Esther moment, so to speak, a tipping point, where the body of Christ began to sense it's time for us to, in a sense, rally God's people to stand in the gap, to use Nehemiah as an example, to rebuild the walls. Chicago is a city of neighborhoods, 77 neighborhoods, 221 micro communities. As an example, I live in Edgewater, a north side neighborhood. My neighborhood back in the day was called Andersonville, an old Swedish community. There's hardly any Swedes left, but there's all these micro communities. And so what sparked it, and Daryl, you can see this, our listeners won't be able to, is we put a booklet together called the Chicago Neighborhood Prayer Guide, Prayer Points for All 77 Neighborhoods of Chicago. That became a catalyst. That was the summer of 2013. A number of us leaned into that and felt, what if we could, in reference to Patrick Johnstone's Operation World, what if we could put a more concise version together that would have prayer points for all 77 neighborhoods of Chicago? That began to give focus and catalyst. And we began to get that book widely, just giving it away to people. And we threw the doors open at one of our city center churches, Park Community Church, seats roughly 1,000. And the first one, we filled the building with prayer, with worship, with huddles, the old Jonathan Edwards, kind of the whole history of concerts of prayer kind of stuff. And we were off to the races. And a lot of our gatekeeper senior level pastor leaders were like, Doc, do this with our blessing, lean into this, shepherd it, steer it, steward it, run point on it. And so it's been an adventure, as you know, busy pastor ministry leaders to rally us together consistently to pray. But now, as we're scaling this thing, as years are going by, to respond to audiences nationally, almost like this podcast that we're doing, that God's put Chicago on our hearts. How can we stand with you in prayer? In fact, this summer, many people nationally want to come and stand with us, and those that are listening could do the same. So we're calling it Jesus Summer, 40 Days of Loving Our Neighborhood, roughly mid-July through the end of August. And the idea there is to say, let's, in a sense, be the answer to our own prayers. Let's wear our prayers, get out on the streets, engage in gospel conversations in all kinds of creative ways. So step by step, we've discovered, as you would concur, that this movement, as it were, which is what we're longing for, moves at the speed of relationships. So a lot of my role has been building bridges into the Latino community, into the African-American community. This is not unique to Chicago. There are many streams of prayer in many cities across this nation.
Right.
But what is rare, I think, Daryl, is united, collaborative prayer, where we come together, not only maybe racially, socioeconomically, but denominationally, that we cross those barriers sometimes and boundaries and say, what must we do together that we cannot do by ourselves? Yeah. And ultimately, that is pray and serve the needs of our community. And that work, in a good way, a labor of love, has been building bridges, showing up at many networks that represent praying people and saying, what if we could dare to believe that we could do this together, city and even suburbs as well, and surrounding things, spilling over to know Chicago, to know right on the edge of Northwest Indiana. There are networks of people praying that come in and join us together. And so I would say, you know, I guess, Daryl, when I start thinking of a uniqueness about some of this stuff, it's only starting, we're just beginning, is that sweet sense of unity, Jesus's prayer in John 17, that we'd be one. God knows that we're not one at this point. We're moving toward greater level of unity with a goal that we truly could experience what is our birthright as Christ followers, that oneness in Christ that brings us together for the greater good, seeking the shalom of our city, Jeremiah 29. Those two passages have probably been anchored, John 17, Jeremiah 29. And amazingly, beautifully, you see the excitement in my voice. It's happening. I mean, people are coming together in ways that I've not seen in 25 years in Chicago. Could it be more? Oh my goodness, yes. Are we just beginning? Certainly. But there is an anticipation in the air that God is up to something. Yeah. He's in, and when God wants to do a greater work, I think that was Hudson Taylor back in the day, missionary to China, he calls his people to prayer. Yeah. And I think that's what we're seeing in Chicago.
It sounds like that. And it's exciting to hear and to be reminded that whatever city we live in, that God wants to do something like that, that it's possible. You've mentioned denominational lines as well as some other barriers, but and busy pastors trying to manage schedules. What have been some of the biggest barriers or roadblocks in terms of bringing together the faith community?
I think the sheer sense of calendarizing, getting us together, because as you mentioned, busy people, in a sense, working, and I say this respectfully, for our own brand, so to speak, our own church denomination ministry, not that we seek to do that exclusively, but primarily that's what we're tasked. I think the sheer reality of beginning to go citywide is to begin to deal with the fact that there is much on our plate already, and so how can we not just add on more? That's not what we're trying to do. We have had a genuine, respectful sweetness towards, say, bringing evangelicals, Pentecostals, charismatic, Latino, African-American, Caucasian, Asian. It's been, honestly, Daryl, it's been beautiful. And it's been a willingness to not in any way stir the body with things that people might not be of one accord, whether it be tongues or whatever. You know, there has not been any divisiveness in that. I would say that the hurdle has been our busyness calendar, but it's also, Chicago's a city of neighborhoods and with a deep history of racial brokenness, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. That is part, not all, but part of what sparks a lot of the violence.
Right.
And there's a fear of certain neighborhoods that are more marginalized. When you start doing city suburban, I've had many people tell me, Doc, I've never been to some of these more marginalized communities that I'm praying for now in the prayer guide. And we've tried, Daryl, to steer our prayer efforts into many in Chicago, West and South Side communities are typically more marginalized. Mm-hmm. And we've tried to steer our prayer focus to hear the cry of those communities. I think, honestly, sometimes, you know, we fear what we don't understand, what we don't really know. And I think sometimes people are like, wow, if we go down there, is it safe, et cetera. So we're working a lot to minimize some of that fear, to build bridges, to build relationships, but to model that when some of our neighborhoods where so much of the violence takes place, I have experienced extraordinary brokenness. And when one member of the body suffers, we all suffer.
Right.
So we've tried to model the fact that we want to hear the heart cry of those that are, you know, in a sense, really in neighborhoods where bullets fly and people die, just saying. Yeah. And most everybody can name 7-8 neighborhoods in Chicago. Everybody knows what they are.
Right.
So there has been nothing, Daryl, honestly, before God that I would say has been like seriously resistant reluctance. Mm-hmm. It's probably just been busyness. And it's probably a sense of not maybe fully aware, understanding the urgency. Yeah. But I want to say the opportunity that is ours, we have extraordinary favor from the mayor's office in the city of Chicago, the aldermen, our city, again, city of neighborhoods, carte blanche, school principals to say, come on in. We need this for the greater good of our city. And so it's learning how to mobilize people around those opportunities, not to overly pester, but to invite and to model. And to simply say, come join this effort and watch the way God is beginning to knit our lives together. And I believe now as we're in our fifth year, year five of trying to do this, I think we're beginning to see that now where people get it and they're coming and they're saying, now let's build on this prayer foundation and let's now begin to serve the needs of a lot of our local communities, which the majority of those in our marginalized neighborhoods from the beginning have longed for that. I think prayer tilled the soil. Does that make sense, Daryl?
Absolutely.
It prepared the way. It's sort of, and some of that soil is rocky and hard and broken. It's like you need a jackhammer sometimes, you know? But now that that soil is softening, I think people are saying, wow, you know what? God is up to something and we want to join in that effort. So yeah, I think that's where we are currently right now in 2018.
That's so good. I appreciate that, Doc. Doc Feuder, thank you so much for just investing in the podcast today. The City Gospel Movements podcast is really devoted to accelerating and celebrating what God's doing all around the world, and particularly in cities like yours. And so we're grateful for not only your time with us today, but grateful for the labor of love, as you've called it, that you've been doing in Chicago.